Now, you might have heard that economists claim a typical house price in Sydney is going up $1,000 a day. So what are the options for people who live in our biggest cities but don't have the income to afford a home? Well, for a long time, one option was caravan parks. But in cities like Sydney, there aren't many left that are affordable for long-term renters. This week on Background Briefing, ABC reporter Miradulla Arman hears the life stories of the residents who call Sydney's West Fairfield Caravan Park home.
I'm watching the Sydney Olympic Football Club next to its most fanatical supporter.
Well done, lads! Keep it up!
Andrew's a 68-year-old pensioner. He's a big fella with black-rimmed Coke bottle glasses that make his big friendly eyes look really small.
Keep it up, boys! Come on!
He's known to his fellow Olympic fans as simply the legend, even to team captain Haji Gleagle.
He's the epitome of the club. He's a legend. This club doesn't function without Andrea. And obviously, without Andrea, we don't have a crowd, we don't have the passion. He's a legend.
Andrew was once himself a strapping young soccer player. But after life took a series of tumultuous turns, he spent the last 7 years living on his own in a caravan park in Western Sydney. We're in a truck winding through a concrete warehouse complex in South Granville. Today, Andrew and his mate, Bob, are going to make some money.
What's that van next to you? What's that going?
There's still people.
Yeah, that'll do.
Let me just tell the girl got back up and ate, Bob.
We arrive at the treasure trove. 20 broken washing machines discarded by nearby factories. Andrew gets out of the van and lifts the machines with his bare hands onto the truck. He's going to sell the metal in the machines for cash. He's been doing this for 20 years.
Copper's the most expensive, $7 a kilo.
It's back-breaking work for a young person, let alone someone who's pushing 70.
My heart's going like that, you know? And I'm old, man, I'm old.
We agree to meet up later at the place he calls home. Fairfield West Caravan Park. Andrew was once a successful businessman travelling the world.
I took my wife overseas to Europe and Greece and Cyprus, because she was born in Cyprus, my wife. We spent 9 weeks and it cost us $40,000 in 1982. That trip, 1982 trip, was the best time of my life.
When his wife ended their marriage, Andrew left their house to her and their boys. Then the global financial crisis hit. The scrap metal price collapsed and his once lucrative business failed. He found love again with Susie, who shared his passion for football, but she died of breast cancer in 2010.
Yeah, I don't want to say too much because it hurts, man. Yeah. She suffered from breast cancer for a lot of years, and then I don't want to talk about it. I'll start crying. I don't want to do that, man. All right? I say to myself, why God take me, don't take her, you know? She was a lot younger than me. And to this day, I still think about her, and I'll always think about her.
Andrew moved into the park in 2013. His rent is about $320 a week, plus about $25 for power. So that's $345 a week to live here. With the age pension and rent assistance paying Andrew about $465 a week, he's got about $150 to live on, maybe just enough to scrape by without working. So it kind of makes me wonder, why is he still selling scrap metal?
So now's the time, the most important time for a parent to look after their child or children when they're young. They need the help. They still need the help.
Andrew reveals to me he has an 11-year-old son named Ben. He had him with Susie before breast cancer took her life. Now, Ben lives with Susie's sisters and Andrew pays for his care.
Do you still see Ben?
Twice a week. Because I might go this afternoon and pick him up, go somewhere.
The dream Andrew's working so hard towards is moving into a house with Ben.
That's my dream, and that's, I think it'll become reality. It just takes time. You've got to be patient, that's all. And that's my dream, and my dream will come true.
You can hear Miradulla Arman's full story for Background Briefing right here on RN this Sunday at 8 a.m., or you can download that episode on your wherever you get your podcast from right now.